Blog Talk Radio.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly through the distance in the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of someone I used to be. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Yeah, good opener. Elusive Butterfly. I like that song. Hello, Sue. How are you doing, darling?
Pretty good, sweetie. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. I'm a little bit sore, but there's a good reason for it, so it's okay. I didn't fall.
Oh. Again?
No, I did not fall. I did not. I was in the office for about 2.5 hours yesterday, reorganizing and going through stuff that are on the two shelf units. I've got some of those stainless steel shelf units in my office, and I went through and got those all organized and everything for the office and stuff like that on one of them. Not the one I wanted, but I can't get to it to put the bins on it because there's not enough space between the desk and the shelf. So the bins that I put in here out of the spare bedroom, that it's stuff I have nowhere to unpack until I get a couple of the other things I'm going to get for storage. And I brought in three of them off of the porch. So the porch is looking really good now. It's not stacked head high with full bins. They're empty or they're in here. But I've only got four of them in here. So that's not doing too bad. That's not doing too bad. I got most of that stuff undone. And one of those is my emergency food rations. So I don't mind having that in here. That's okay. And the other is my tchotchke collectible glassware that I don't have a china hutch to put on yet. So, you know, but I spent about 2.5 hours doing that today and then, or yesterday. So I woke up kind of going, oh, movie. Yeah, right. Okay. But I did that. And so a little bit earlier this afternoon, I got in and reorganized what was left on the porch so that it looks a lot better and a lot less cluttered and full, you know. And I'm getting my leathers hung up in the closet. They've been in a box for the past year. So that'll be nice, have them hanging up. I don't want them drying out and cracking. And the third bedroom is looking pretty good right now. Half the floor is empty. So I'm almost there with that. So I can do that. And a lot of the boxes on the other half are only half full because I've been working on them. But, yeah, I can feel it. I can feel all the lifting. There is not a light bin in this place except for the one that's holding the plastic bags and bubble wrap. Everything else is pretty heavy. But, hey, it's done. I don't have to look at it and say, I got to do that. It's done. So I feel good about that. And I didn't pull a muscle, didn't sprain a back, didn't hurt my wrists. My wrists are fine.
Wow.
I don't know what I did right, but I want to keep doing it because they don't hurt at all right now. I'm pretty pleased with myself right now for what I've accomplished without hurting myself. That was the key
right.
part, without hurting myself. So I'm getting there. I'm learning. Oh, my goodness gosh. Hey, and y'all are here and remembered that it's Tuesday and not a Saturday show anymore. We got Tuesday rolling, and I kind of like it on Tuesday. I think it's a really great way to start the day. Once you get past Monday, you know, it's kind of like, oh, Monday's done, but I got that whole week stretching in front of me. So I like having it on Tuesday. It's like music kind of picks you up and helps you get through the rest of your week. You know what I mean? So that'll be nice. That'll be nice. And he's had a little problem remembering it was on Tuesday instead of Saturday. But we got his songs in. We got his songs in. I got done doing that at 4:00. So just in time. And then I can get my coffee and my water and whatever else needed to be done before I sit down and do stuff. I remember I got my phone in here. I have to remember. You'd be amazed how many things I forget and have to run another trip out to the living room or the kitchen. It just surprises me after all this time what I forget to do. But anyway, okay, let's get started because I'm kind of excited about this. When you put stuff in late and you make it and it's good stuff, it's good songs. I am so glad that I got them in time because this is some good stuff, Maynard. This is some good stuff. Do you all remember Maynard?
Maynard from
that commercial on TV.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not thinking Dobie Gillis, honey. I'm thinking a commercial where that ditzy neighbor comes over and says, well, how you doing today, Maynard? And he's got some word of wisdom about the product. I don't even remember what they were selling, but I remember that dude. He was the funniest-looking, homeliest old mountain man. It was hilarious. He did die. That's why they quit making the commercials. But those were good commercials, man. They were as good as a half-hour TV show. I loved those commercials. And he would get right up close to the camera and look into the camera with one eye. And all you could see was his camera and his nose. I mean, good grief. Great huge honker. That was great. If you guys don't remember those commercials, you're really missing something because they were fantastic. Okay, enough about a fantastic commercial. Let's get on with some fantastic music, okay? And I've got something, you know, you all know how I like yodeling. I love yodeling. It just really cranks me up and gets me rolling. This is a yodeling version by Roger Tibbs that he sent me, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
I see her blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye.
Yodeling while that song was on, it doesn't work. No.
Uh-oh.
I can't make my voice break like you do when you yodel. I can't make it do that. It's I'm maybe if I practice enough, I can learn how. I'm going to have to practice because I love yodeling. I love yodeling. It's real difficult to talk somebody into doing it for you.
Right, no kidding.
They look at you and go, "You want what?" So it just sometimes doesn't work real good. I'm looking for the one I'm looking for, and oh come on, give me a break. No, you can't. There we go. Okay. I thought, I know I put that in there. It was the first one I did. I know it's in there. I found it. It's stuck in a weird place, though. But that's okay. That's okay. This is actually a song that I really love. I really do. It's so romantic. So wonderful. It was written by Charles Aznavour. And he did a whole huge bunch of songs, and he recorded them. It's amazing how many songs you can find that he wrote and then recorded. He's gone now, but he did, oh my gosh, how much was it? I think it was over 100, but I don't really remember for sure. But very, very rich in the songs that he wrote and recorded. And they're all beautiful songs. They make sense. They're about life. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. This is one of them that he wrote. Josh Groban did this song in a live streaming concert. Why? I don't know. But he did. You know, and they have the video of him doing it with the live orchestra and all that stuff right there. But it's a live stream concert. So anyway, here is the song She.
Thank you.
pleasure or regret may be my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, may be the chill that autumn brings, may be 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the fear, may be the famine or the fear, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her
version. Super good version. Almost as good as Charles Aznavour, but only almost. He's got that little bit of a French accent that he adds to it. He can't help it. He's French. You know how that goes. Well, hey, hello. Is this Dan? Hello, honey. Are you there? Did you wait for me or did you hang up?
Who are you talking to?
Well, I've
Someone got in
my studio here, I've got a phone number, but they're not answering. So I'm assuming they probably hung up. And that's okay. They can just, you know, they can either hang up, they can just sit and listen if they want to, whatever. But I tried answering it and I think it's the same phone number as called me on Sunday. And that was that Dan from Florida. But he's not answering, so that's okay. That's okay. I'm fine with that. That doesn't bother me a bit. So anyway, we got so much fantastic music here. And even the latecomer music is fantastic. Maybe more fantastic than what I picked out, but it's really cool. We've got some country, too, for you guys that like the country music. We've got some of that. We've got some country music that doesn't seem like country music. Well, it kind of is because it tells a story, but I don't know. I never thought of it as country music. It's Bobby Bear, so take it for what it's worth, right? Bobby Bear is a different, Bobby Bear is, of course, a different color. He just does what he does, and that's how it goes. And we're good with that. We're good with that. I actually have a song taken off of a movie that Rita Hayworth sings. And this is totally cool. And I'm going to play that in just a minute. But first, I'm going to play a song that E sent this morning that Elvis did. And it's called Let's Be Friends.
Don't be afraid, you and I were made the same little one. And I know what it's like when you feel left out of the game, little one. But if you take this helping hand that I lend, then we can smile together. Let's be friends. The world you see may seem to be a mystery to you. The night may be dark, but hope very hard, and dreams can come true. You live in silence, but for once, let's pretend we're talking here together. Let's be friends. You're not alone. I've always known that we'd get along. And someone I know says life is good, and he can't be wrong. There's fun and laughter just waiting round the bend. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends.
I like that. I do like that.
Very true.
And you know what? Whether you stay friends or not, you got to start as friends. No, you really do. If it's going to work, you've got to start as friends. If you just jump in with both feet and start this I love you business, you ain't going to get very far. You really aren't. Because you have to have that friends base so that you know that you can just talk to each other. You can just be with each other, relax, not have to worry about anything. And then if it's going to develop into something, it will. If it's not, you're friends. And that sometimes can be very, very special. So that's why I like that song. That's why I like that song. It's starting out in the right place. And talking about that song, it was written by Chris Arnold, David Martin, and Jeff Morrow. And it was recorded at Decca Universal Studios in Hollywood on March 5th of 1969. And it was recorded for the movie Change of Habit, but it was not used in the film, okay? It's on Let's Be Friends album. It's on, oh my gosh, yes, it says double features, Live a Little, Love a Little, Charo, Trouble with Angels, and Change of Habit. Well, it's not in Charo. Charo didn't have any songs in it. So, I when they get something wrong, they get it glaringly wrong. But that's all right. That's, okay, we can't all be right all the time. In fact, some of us are wrong regularly. I'm getting used to it. Anyway, there's a few facts about that particular song. It's always interesting to hear some of the stuff about some of Elvis's songs. It's just, it adds that little extra plus to it, you know? And I like that. I like that. So, here is Buck Owens. I promise you guys some country, okay? You don't get any more country than Buck Owens. I mean, really, you know? He's just about as country as they get. So, here is Buck Owens with a song that came out in April of 1972. And it made number one on the charts right quick. And it was there for 13 weeks. It's not your typical country song, but everybody likes it. Everybody has always liked it. So here you go with Buck Owens do Made in Japan.
My transistor radio comes from far away. And when it's night over here, over there, it's a breaking day. I remember all the good times I had a-walking in the sand with the beautiful girl that I met made in Japan. The beauty of her face was beyond my wildest dreams, like cherry blossoms blooming in the mountain in the early spring. As we walked by the river and she softly took hold of my hand, that's when I fell deep in love with the girl made in Japan. The birds woke us up at the break of day. Her smiling eyes always seemed to try to understand all the love in my heart for the girl made in Japan. My transistor radio comes from far away. And when it's night over here, over there, it's a breaking day. She cried when she said she'd been promised to another man. That's when I left my heart with the girl made in Japan. Yes, my heart will always be with the girl made in Japan.
Always liked that song. I remember when that song came out. Okay, 1972. April 1972, I was a senior in high school. And I do remember that song when it came out. And I thought, okay. And then they played it and played it and played it and played it and played it. And I started going again. But hey, you know, it hit number one on the charts. They couldn't not play it by then. You know, and it was there for 13 weeks. It amazed me. But, you know, Buck Owens was Buck Owens. He, that, you know, whatever. His son, Buddy Allen, never quite made it as big as his daddy did. But nobody really expected him to. He didn't work at it like his daddy did. You know what I mean? So that's okay. That's okay. And as long as we're in the country vein, how about something that, yeah, and keep your Kleenexes handy because this is kind of a nostalgia type song, okay? And it's by Colin Ray, and it's called If You Get There Before I Do.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Isn't that a cool song?
Sure.
But you don't have to be too sad because, you know, the kid's walking around with his grandpa, and his grandpa carries this letter in his pocket. So, you know, they did eventually get married and have a life together. They just didn't do it that day. Never say what happened. You never know what happened, just that grandma didn't show up that day for whatever reason. Her daddy probably found out and locked her in a room.
Could have.
It's hard to tell. But at least she was going to do her chores before she left. But, my gosh, I wouldn't do my chores first. Just get up and go, girl. Anyway, but they did do it right. And they did get together and get married and had their children and all that good stuff. So, you know, it made for a wonderful story to tell his grandson. And his grandson will always remember that his grandpa carried that letter in his pocket. That's what will be remembered that Grandpa kept that letter and carried it around in his pocket, even after Grandma was gone. I think that is so, so special. I love that song because of that. That's fantastic. Okay. You sent me a song today that when I got it, it said,
video unavailable.
As happens so often. Why it happens, I don't know, because not every time, but most of the time, I can come into my computer and look it up, and there it is. Sometimes, though, it's not by the person that he wanted it to be by. Sometimes I don't have that version. And if not, then most of the time I won't play it. But this time, it didn't say who it was by. And when I looked it up, there's five or six people that it's by. So I picked the earliest one that I could find. And now the Vogues did it, and it's so funny. I look at the picture of the Vogues, and they're all wearing their sweaters, you know, that have the 2-3 buttons down towards the bottom, and like college sweaters, except they don't have the letters on them or anything. And there's five of them in that group, the Vogues, and I thought, talk about nostalgia coming back. Oh, my God. I was too young for my friends and stuff to be doing that. But I remember my cousin at that age wearing the button-up shirts with the collars and short sleeves. And we didn't do T-shirts. It wasn't in there yet because when Bobby Vinton recorded this song, it was 1963, okay? And depending on what time of year it was, I was probably 9 years old. Jeans and T-shirts did not exist in my life as a child. They just didn't. It was slacks and cotton blouses or sweaters. I was big on sweaters. I was real big on sweaters. And my cousins and the kids at school all wore, you know, the guys wore slacks and button-up shirts. There was a dress code back then for school. You had your hair, your ears had to show, and your hair couldn't touch your collar, all that good stuff, which I think about now just makes me laugh. But, hey, you know, that's how it was back then. That's how it was back then. And let's see, Bobby Vinton did this song in 1963. The Vogues, that had their publicity picture taken in their sweaters, was 1968. So I chose Bobby Vinton, okay? And the song is called My Special Angel, and I love it.
Angel, angel, oh. Shine the tears from your eyes, bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel here to watch over me.
I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel here to watch over me, here to watch over me.
Yes, I've been given the message that the version we were looking for was by John Rowles, but I didn't see that version as one of the choices. So we really did have a video unavailable at that point, but we got the song. But I guess Rowles did a big production out of it, you know, probably with the orchestra and the horns and the who knows what all, but I kind of wish that that one had been in there. That would have been really awesome. But, you know, hey, maybe it'll show up when they see that people are looking for it or whatever. I doubt it, but anything's possible. You know, the age of miracles is not dead. We can still hope. You know how it is. You know, you never give up hope. And I don't. I am a stubborn old cuss. I never give up hope. I do not give up until it is absolutely, positively clear that I must. And even then, I'll fight it. It's just, you know, it's just something in my psyche, in my DNA. I can't give up. If there is any possibility, I can't give up. So we'll see. I might be able to find it someday somewhere. You never know. And then again, maybe I won't even look. You never can tell. Okay, I'm going to play another one that he sent me this morning. This afternoon, excuse me. No, it was this afternoon, 3 o'clock. So, I love this song. I have loved this song since the first time I heard it. It's like, you know, don't pay attention to that astrology garbage. It's there for a guideline, but it's never true. Don't do it. It'll drive you nuts. And that's what this song tells this lady. You're going to go crazy. Just forget about that stuff. Come be with me, and we'll be happy. And you got to do it on a person-to-person thing, not on an astrology. I mean, that's gobbledygook. But anyway, this is Elvis singing, Let's Forget About the Stars.
If you let the stars keep telling you who to love and not to love, you may never find contentment for your heart. You could go unloved forever, and darling, that means never surrender love. Let's forget about the stars. You say the stars have promised you true love 10,000 times, but here you are with a broken heart and mind. I can tell you want to love me from the beating in your heart. Surrender. Let's forget about the stars. let's forget about the stars. Come follow me, my love, to a world just like the world that you've been dreaming of. Let's not wait too long for something might grow. Surrender's love. Let's forget about the stars. Let's forget about.
Yeah, it might be one of those cheap budget movie songs, but it's one of the movie songs that I like. I don't know. I just like it. Some of them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song. I like it.
Yeah, some of them. Well, some of them are stupid. Excuse that word, but some of them are stupid. Some of them are just girly, girly Phil songs. And they just, it's like, why? You know, a lot of them you kind of wonder, what are they doing? But this is one of the songs that I think it was a good choice to stick in there. It's a nice song. So, cheap movie song or not, it's good. That some of them just hit it. You know, most of them don't, but some of them do. Okay. And I have another one that does, that he likes, but it got cut from the movie. But we'll play that in a minute here, okay? Here is, all right, this song is Tennessee Flat Top Box. Now, y'all going to recognize that title. Did you realize that song was written and recorded by Johnny Cash in 1961, and it did reach number 11 on the Billboard charts. So that was a big deal back then. Billboard was the place to make it. That was the chart to make it on, was Billboard. And this made number 11. And then, of course, the version we all know was done in 1987 by his daughter, Roseanne Cash. That's the version I knew, okay? I had heard Johnny Cash do it, but it didn't stick in my brain. It didn't strike me as anything special. But when Roseanne Cash did it, it was, like, noticeable. Oh, okay, cool. Now, he sent me a version by Truck Lenny. And I don't know. I ain't trying to figure it out. But this is Truck Lenny doing Tennessee Flat Top Box.
South Texas border town, said a boy on his guitar, and the people came from miles around, all the curves from there to Austin, were slipping away from home on foot and cheerily, and Hawk takes a tree to go and listen to the little tire hair boy who played a Tennessee flat top box, and he will play.
Ride and ramble, and she never cared to make a dime. But he the curves.
Just dream about him.
And hang around a cabaret until the girls were alone.
And then one day,
on a hit parade,
walked a little down her boy who played his head and he flopped up folks and he went away.
There you go. That's such a fun song. That is so much fun. I've always liked that. Even as a kid, I thought, all right, yay. It was just fun. Now, I knew the song when I was a kid. It just never stuck in my brain who did it. You know, Johnny Cash wasn't on my radar. It just wasn't. You know, the song would come on. I recognized the song. I had fun with the song. It just didn't register who was singing it, okay? Not important at the time. But anyway, okay. I just wanted to say that now that that Dan person who had called me, and I recognized his phone number, he has hung up. But if you're still listening, Dan, I want you to know I did see your number. I did recognize it. I did answer it. Excuse me. But you evidently couldn't hear me, honey. So, excuse me, got a catch in my throat. I think I swallowed a fly. Anyway. The song I'm going to play the song and then I'll talk about it. Okay, here we go.
Danny is my name. Oh, yes.
My name should be trouble. My name should be woe. For trouble and heartache is all that I know. But Danny, yes,
Danny
is my name.
Oh, 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 yes, oh, oh, yes.
My life has been empty, my heart has been sore. It must have been raining,
oh, yes,
tonight I've been sore. Oh, Danny, oh,
Danny
is my name. Someone unknown. So if you should find it,
yes,
and leave you alone. Oh, Danny, yeah, Danny is my name.
Oh, 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 yes.
I don't eat frogs. That didn't happen. Wasn't a frog. Yeah. At any rate, that was written by Fred Wise and Ben Wiseman. Recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood, February 11th, 1958. Now, they were going to put that song in King Creole, and it was nearly the title song for the movie. because they were using the novel's title of A Stone for Danny Fisher, but when they changed it to King Creole, they discarded the song, and the song was not released until after August of 77. So, it's a shame, you know. It was Danny Fisher in the movie. They could have used the song, Danny, you know what I mean? They really, really could have used it, but they chose not to. And it's like, okay, be crazy, whatever. But it's a good song, and everybody likes it, and they should. They should, especially if you've seen King Creole. It's one of my favorite movies. It really is, and I've got four favorite movies, and I think that one's at the top. You know, it's on the Complete 50s Masters. It's on Legendary Performer Volume 3. It's on Essential Elvis Volume 3. It's in the Time Life Collection Volume 3. Okay, so, you know, they recognized it as a good song, but they didn't use it. It was going to be the title song, but then they changed the title of the movie. So, you know, weird things happen, and you can't do nothing about them. But anyway, that is the story behind the song, Danny. Okay, so let's pick another one. Hey, yes, let's have a fun. Here we go. We're going to do this one. Yes, by Bobby Bear. And it's the last of the songs that you sent me this afternoon. I have some left over from previous shows. So I've got so many songs, kids. We're not in danger of running out. But this is Bobby Bear. And listen to this, and you're going to laugh. Your face is going to fall off from laughing. This is Marie Laveau.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you. And it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing. And she went, another man done gone. So if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be...
love it. And that last post I put in there, kids, I tried it twice and it made the same mistakes. Autocorrect doesn't always work right. It's supposed to say Ka from Jungle Book, that the big snake that was in that, the movie, the animated movie. That's what that picture is from, guys. Anyway, I know y'all don't care, but I just thought I'd share a little trivia thing with you. That's how it goes. All right, we're going to get a little more country going here. You know, I'm going to play this one, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to play next. I've got a couple of choices, and it's just all good music, guys. It's just all good music. So right now, I'm going to play Travis Tritt, and he's singing Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Caught me unaware, but the fact is you're wrong, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs.
Music like that is how I managed to stay in the same job for 17 years at the radio station. Because they just had, most of the time they had good music on. If they didn't have good music, I just turned the sound down and didn't listen. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. And yeah. Anyway, that was Travis Tritt. I know nothing about the song except that I liked it when it first came out, and I still like it. And that's good music, okay? I'm going to play one by Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. Oh, yeah. You guys. Oh, yeah. You don't need your tear rags for this one. It's called Let's Make Love.
Baby, I've been drifting away, dreaming all day of holding you, touching you. The only thing I want to do is be with you as close to you as I can be. Let's make love.
Watch that video, they're singing to each other. They're not just singing the song. They're singing to each other. And it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. And it is Faith Hill and Tim McGraw that are singing. You know, and they are married, have been for many, many years, probably will be for the rest of their lives. And, you know, they did it right. They found each other. They found the right people. It doesn't always happen. Very rarely does it happen. But, yeah, you can see it. When you watch them sing that song, you can see it. It's very, very special. Very special. All right, I'm going to play something that I just found fun. When this song, the video for this song actually is a clip from the movie. While she is singing this song in the movie. The movie is the 1952 Affair in Trinidad. And it's Rita Hayworth. And, you know, they always did everything big back then. You know, they always did everything big. So if you can scare up this movie, you need to. The song is called I've Been Kissed Before.
Thank you. hands have held me fast. You can tell by my kiss you weren't the first, and you won't be the last. With heart and soul I kiss them and file the memory under N. Tomorrow if I miss them, that may be the only time I think about them. I've been kissed before, only fools tell when. I was born to be kissed, to kiss and be kissed, and I'll be kissed again. A heart is broken nightly, a smile that they misunderstood. Unless you treat it lightly, you'd better be going while the going is good. Many loves have I, you were just one more. But someday I'll be kissed, and maybe I'll doubt that I've been kissed before, that I've been loved before. On that day that I'm kissed, I'll even deny that I've been kissed before.
We're all waiting for that. We're all waiting for the kiss that tells us we ain't never been kissed before. Oh, yeah. You betcha. Okay. I don't know if y'all remember this. Do y'all remember Edith Piaf? She was a French singer. And, I played her song before, this song, but it was in French. So I'm not sure you'll remember it or not, but this time it's in English. He sent it to me. This is in English, and it's called No Regrets. All the things that went wrong,
fire, both the good and the bad. I have flame in the fire, and I feel in my heart that the seed has been sown. It is something quite new. It's like nothing I've known. No, no regret. No, I will have no regret over things that went wrong. For at last I have learned to be strong. No, no regret.
Number. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but that is the song. The French version is the song they used for a commercial. A couple of commercials, actually. One was for a car, and one was for Lindt chocolates. And they showed, of course, the maid putting the chocolate on the pillow, and then later, while the song was playing, she walked in and unwrapped it. Started eating it, and it's like, I don't know, if you eat one of those chocolates, you better not be regretting it, because it's too dang good. But I remember that they used that song for those two commercials, and it's, I never would have thought of using that song, but hey, you know, it worked. Okay, all right, time to pick up the pace. Now, I know you guys all know the Rolling Stones. This is not one of their later really super rocky, heavy guitar type songs, because I don't really care for those. This is an earlier one called Under My Thumb.
Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed
Okay. I think it's time for another Elvis song. What do you guys think? Think we should play an Elvis song? I think we should play an Elvis song. This is one that we don't really hear very often. And I like it. But there aren't too many Elvis songs I don't like. So that's really not saying much. Okay? Anyway, this is an Elvis song that's called I Need You.
I need you so.
One that I have heard it before, but only a couple times. And this version, see, this was originally recorded at Sun Records in 1955, okay? Now, this is a live performance, October 1st of 1955 at the Hayride. The song, I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
But it's supposed to be in the Bayou Boys, that old-time picking and singing. Folks really love that type of music. Well, we jump from that to what you might call modern-day type. No, you couldn't call it hillbilly exactly. I guess we'll have to call it sort of bop-type western. Young fella from Memphis, Tennessee, by the name of Elvis Presley, who's coming up. Western music. I reckon that's as good a name as any. What's the title of your song, Elvis?
I forgot to remember to forget.
Oh, that's a great one. Fine.
I forgot to remember.
Version, but that was live on the Hayride in 1955. So, you know, that was like way back when. I don't remember 1955. I just don't, you know. Oh, well, that's okay. We're going to pick it up. We are going to pick it up. This is Gretchen Wilson, Redneck Woman.
Kidding. Walking down the street singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
holding my head as natural as can be, a singing. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kiss a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt,
she's mine.
I'm hurt, she's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Together nearly every single day singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt,
she's mine.
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 yeah.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Yeah, you gotta wait a few seconds after they're done just to kind of let it sink in. Let all the echoing stop in your ears. And you oh, yeah. Okay, here's one by Alabama. And I'd never heard it before, but it's so sweet. It's called There's No Way.
As I lay by your side and hold you tonight, I won't
you to understand this love that I feel. It's so right and so real. I realize how lucky I am. And should you ever wonder if my love is true, that's something that I want to make clear to you. There's no way I can make it without you. There's no way that I'd even try. If I
don't you just love that one? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're just kind of crawling out of the woodwork today, you know. Well, for the past week or so, they've been crawling out of the woodwork. You know what, though? Here's one that's been around for a long, long time. And I know it beginning to end. It's by the band Boston, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with. And the song is called More Than a Feeling.
I'm not afraid. music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slips away. She slips
familiar from so long ago, for so long. It's like you sit and listen and it's like being at home again. Not that I'm not at home, but you know what I mean. Anyway, okay, we got to do another Elvis song. You know, we're running short on time. We got to get another Elvis song in here. And this is from the 68 Comeback Special, One Night With You.
Loving you.
Yeah.
Sarah comes to me.
Don't you wish you could have been in the audience just clapping and screaming and doing all kinds of stuff? Well, maybe not all kinds of stuff, just, you know. Never mind. I didn't say anything. I won't say anything. I'm not going to say anything. Too late. Okay. How about a cute little one by the Turtles from the 60s called Happy Together?
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you'd say you belong to me, my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. It had to be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. It had to be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. To be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Yes, the Turtles from the 60s. Yay! And hey, guys, guess what? It is that time again. I want to thank you all for being here with me on this Tuesday. It's different. It's different. And we're not used to it yet, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll get used to it. It's a great way to start out the week. Be 2 hours with some fantastic music. Lift your spirits. Get you pumping out for the rest of the week. And just keep you happy. Music is for that. It's cool. So, all right, guys. Thank you for being here, like I say one more time. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. And you make it fun. You make it fun. And thank you to everybody out in internet land that's listening. And again, I say to Dan, thank you for calling, Dan. I did try to answer you, but you evidently couldn't hear me, honey. I don't know why, but I didn't leave you hanging. I did try to answer your phone call. I just want you to know that. Okay, everybody, I'll be back on Thursday, and we'll have another show like today's show was. It's going to be fantastic. We'll have some great music. We'll have a lot of fun. And come on and join us. You don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. Lift your spirits and keep you rolling for the weekend. Okay? So, thank you. Stay well. Stay safe. Stay happy. And we'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
We'd like to do our version of Impossible Dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go. To right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach unreachable stars. Question of all, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage.